Now, the rest of the story. Harry Frazee and Ed Barrow, they were talking. Actually, they were negotiating. Harry says he knows Ed's going to be angry with him, but he has no choice. He, Harry, must break up his famous collection. He has to sell one prized possession of it. Grim-faced, Ed asks how much Harry's been offered. Harry says big money, $100,000 up front and an additional loan agreement for three times that much. Harry needs the money to finance a musical. To finance a musical? To finance a musical. Now, the Harry Frazee success saga, in many ways, is typical of the times, the teens and the 20s of this century. Harry was born in Peoria, Illinois, worked as a hotel bellhop. But as he worked, he saved enough to move to Chicago, eventually to buy the Court Theater, in which he produced his own shows. And later he purchased the Longacre Theater in New York, and his productions began to earn him more and more money, eventually a fortune. In fact, his hit comedy, Nothing But the Truth, was running at the Longacre, the hottest ticket in town, when Harry Frazee acquired his famous collection. Those who knew Harry said that he loved to wheel and deal and be where the action was. And yet, despite his shrewdness, he was quite charming. Harry Frazee was a celebrator of life. He drank more than his share through the celebration. But, as one big-time songwriter put it, he made more sense drunk than most people do sober. Indeed, Harry Frazee had the unqualified respect and admiration of his show business colleagues. He was universally recognized as a great producer. Then one day, Harry called his business partner, Ed Barrow, and he said, "Meet me at the Knickerbocker." Ed lived on Riverside Drive in New York. It would not be a long ride. When Ed arrived at the hotel, he found Harry having a drink in the bar, and Ed sat down. Harry wasted no time. He said, "You're going to be mad at me when you hear what I have to say." But then he confided that he was breaking up his collection, his valuable collection. He was going to sell the most valuable possession in that collection. Ed said he had guessed as much, and yes, he felt Harry was making the mistake of his life. Harry nodded and said maybe so. But he needed the money to finance another show, and the offer was one that he could not refuse. For one part of his collection, he was offered $100,000 in cash and a guaranteed $300,000 loan in addition. So Ed Barrow said, "Have it your own way," and that was that. Now, years later, Harry sold his entire collection. He pumped the money into a musical called No, No, Nanette. And it was a wise choice. He made Broadway history in the process. Harry Frazee is remembered for that phenomenally successful production even to this day. And he's remembered for something else, too, for a sale he made back in 1919. A sale to a professional athletic organization in New York. Harry Frazee's famous collection had nothing to do with the theater. It was a collection of baseball players known as the Boston Red Sox, a team that he was said to have destroyed. For at the dawn of the Roaring Twenties, from the Red Sox to the Yankees, for money to finance another theatrical production, Harry Frazee sold Babe Ruth. And now you know the rest of the story.